laughter is the best medicine, but the CDC hasn't approved us. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I tried twice yesterday to at least even get in line at the Steak and Shake grand opening out in West Des Moines yesterday. I went a little bit after the show, which I figured would be a bad idea because they opened at 10. I got there around 10:45 and thought, all right.
Yeah.
And it already the line was already out to Mill Civic. And it's behind that McDonald's and Come and Go out there off South 51st Street. So it's on the west side of I-35.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So it was already there, and I thought, I couldn't even, to be honest, both trips, I never even saw where the Steak and Shake actually is. I never saw the building, couldn't see it from where I was. I went by just to see how long that line might be and thought, you know what, I'll come back around dinner time, which, foolish idea there, too.
Yeah, you posted on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page, and then a listener said that they finally, after being in line for an hour, pulled into the Come and Go parking lot and just walked in.
Right.
And got it seemed to go a little bit quicker to just, you know, walk in and do takeout.
And I wondered about that, and I had downloaded the app because I thought, oh, I can order, you know, Kurt, whatever. But yeah. I didn't know, you know, being opening day, what was going to be available. So
yes,
I was
agree.
Just like, all right, I'll come back around dinner time. That was a mess. People getting off the off-ramp to get onto Mill Civic, they were backed up, not even traffic just for Steak and Shake, but they were just trying to get, you know, just home.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was doing the double left turn coming off I-35, we were inches from each other just trying to squeeze through so we could not, and I just went, no way.
Right.
And I'm one that will, as Ken pointed out yesterday, I will get in line for the grand openings. And even yesterday was too much.
I tried to think of what I would wait in that kind of a line for, and I am hard-pressed to come up with anything unless it were, like, serious medical care. I don't know what else I would wait
in a line like that. Yeah, but you don't count that.
No.
I'm just saying.
Because that might be something. That could be life-saving.
No, yes. Right. I'm saying, like entertainment-wise.
Yes, that was I thought the same thing, but it was a very, very quick thought process. I don't think it lasted more than 4 seconds where I was like, no. No, there's nothing I would wait.
Shoes, clothing, purses. No. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that I would wait in that kind of a line for.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've waited 2.5 hours. I've mentioned that I waited 2.5 to 3 hours for Pearl Jam merchandise outside Wrigley Field in a line.
No.
From 8:30 to 11:30.
See, can't you just order that stuff later? I don't.
No, you can, but for an upcharge.
And here's the other thing. is that, and this is maybe part of why I want to do it, because even if it were something I loved, like a food, let's just to stay along the same theme, that I absolutely loved, I have great concern that waiting 2 hours for it, nothing is going to measure to that. It could only disappoint at that. I mean, if anything is even a little bit off, your burger's even a little cold, the fries are not exactly what you thought they would be, the shake is too this or that, thick or thin, I'm disappointed. I've waited too long.
Okay. Yeah, but at that point, it's such a sense of accomplishment that anything. Also, how hungry are you now?
That's true.
I mean,
you're right. I'm not considering that at that point, I'm just so starving.
Right. Like, I never heard how long it took for people actually to get through the line.
Well, that yesterday. One listener said they waited. It was an hour until they decided to heck with this and just parked.
All right, so
and
it was an hour was, for sure.
I think
no
she
way.
Said the total, it was a 2 hour endeavor. Now, I don't know if that's from leaving home, you know, the whole thing.
All right. How much effort did you put into one of these things? How long did you wait from beginning to end?
Was it worth it? Were you disappointed, or was it like Kurt said, there was just such a sense of accomplishment that you savored every bit of it?
I mean, I slept overnight at Valley West Mall when Chipotle opened because I was like, I will be the first one, and there's going to be such a line.
Were you the first?
Yes.
I thought so.
And the only,
and the
until,
only I thought,
until like 11:30 that day. So I slept on an air mattress in Valley West Mall.
Well, this always happens. I mean, anytime any of these things that are new that come to the metro, pretty much.
But you also traveled. Before we got one here
yes,
in the
I've
market,
traveled. I traveled
didn't you travel
to
a couple
Kansas City.
Hours?
To go
get a burrito?
Yep. Just to get a burrito.
Just to get the burrito. There was nothing else. I didn't stop to say hi to
Could
friends or anything like that.
No.
I got two.
This is what I'm saying.
I bought two.
And then I think, do I lack passion in my life?
Yes, but you have common sense.
That's a good point.
Couldn't be part of the conversation on air? Follow the thread on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page.